post-match interview.
Of Mitch Patten, who's standing alongside Jane Birch. Birchie, down to you as you have a chat with the superstar number five for the Polders.
I do. I have the star of the moment, Mitch Patten, with me here. Mitch, you certainly know how to bring the crowd to life. Last few rounds, you've been kicking bags of five. It seems to be the thing you're really in form, and with key forwards, it really is about confidence. So, you know, what's been the turnaround this sort of back end of the season for you to keep getting on the end of it and kicking these bags up forward?
Oh, I reckon Buddha just instills a massive belief in the group, and then I only get goals because the mids and that start to get on top. Westy's really in form, and so are Marcus and Logan and that. The piano tuner, Wagner, yeah. Nah, they're really in form now, so it makes my job a lot easier.
Here we go.
And I thought, you know, the difference today, I was particularly watching the way the ball was coming into you, and you being such an explosive player, obviously out in front is preferred on the lead, or if not, then you know you've got that speed to get to the ball first. But even just, you know, floating it out in front so you can use your body, you use your body really well today. So Buddha spoke to me the other week about that when I said you looked really lively, and he said that's your best when you can sort of use your strength and get your opponent that way.
Yeah, we sort of identify that when it's one-on-one, I prefer it out in front, and that way, like you said, I can use my pace and sort of body, and if I can't get it, at least bring it to ground and then let the crummers and sort of get to work.
Mitch, thanks for joining us. Kingy, Kirsch and Jace Doherty, well done on your performance this afternoon. Is it starting to feel like 2022 again based on how this has shaped up over the first 2 weeks of the finals?
Yeah, there really is that belief, especially we had it last year, and then, like I just said, it's really starting to build. Like, and the crowd and that we have in the rooms, you walk in there and it's just that feeling. And we got the reserves playing next week as well as the under 18. So it's going to be a big day for Leopold next week.
Do you see any advantage to it being at Memorial Park next week? Is it going to play into your favour? You're probably going to have to run out of the away rooms, but that won't worry you blokes. But being on a familiar deck, does that help?
Oh, definitely does. We train there and, you know, everyone spends probably every second day there at the moment, so definitely would help us.
Yeah. On a personal note, Mitch, the whisper is that you're going north next year. Can you confirm that you're going to be playing at Surfers Paradise?
Oh, I haven't made my decision just yet, but certainly not too sure just yet, actually.
Yeah, okay. Is Sam Scott to blame for that because he played there last year?
Yeah, and Billy Beardsall is actually there at the moment. So,
yes.
Yeah, it's easy if you know someone that's there, and Sam's brother's also there.
It's better to play in 22 degrees in the middle of July than 12.
Oh, it certainly is. When I sort of made the decision that I was, we were playing at like 12, 13 degrees, rain and windy. I was certainly looking up there, and no wind, 23. Perfect conditions.
When you said you make the decision that you was, you just told us you weren't. So,
going up there. I haven't chosen the club or anything yet, but we just decided we'll move up there, my partner and I.
So you're moving, but it's not necessarily to Surfers Paradise as a club.
No.
All right. You're on the farewell tour then over the next couple of weeks. Here's Matty Kershaw for the Drain Man.
Yes, Mitchie, congratulations, mate. It's a Sunday arvo, so you know I'm a social club member on a Sunday arvo, so you've made me proud today.
Wow. Birchie going to South Barwon last night. New Leopold bandwagon jumpers.
Yeah, correct.
He picked Colac too, Mitch. He picked Colac.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, he picked Colac.
I went off the pendulum. I don't have a choice. It's the way the computer does it. Anyway, Mitchie, let's get back to your goal kicking. 5-4, 7-2 next week. You need what? Just a missed couple today, a couple of shanks.
I honestly have no idea what's going on. Like, some come off nice, and then you see in that last quarter, I didn't even make the distance from 35. I'll have to put the boots back on tonight, get them, turn the lights on, and I'll do some setties here, I reckon.
I just felt, this is only from an outsider's point of view, I just thought you got a bit close to the man on the mark on a couple of your run-ins today, but did you feel that was a little bit, maybe, a bit off? Or?
Yeah, especially this end, I thought the wind was a bit heavier than what it was, so I was trying to get every sort of metre I could, but, yeah, probably, like you said, it probably got too close, and I'd compensate with a sort of wheel around a little bit, and yeah.
You were talking about how the players up the ground sort of set up the way you play, and you know you get on the end of some really good work up the ground, but it really does start with your whole ground defence and your back six today, or your back seven that go through there, and in turn with your midfield, really sort of caused a lot of turnovers for Colac, and if they press up the ground, then that sort of certainly helps your game.
Yeah, they, like with Tevin and Crossy and Trent Thompson up there, like, you just know they're either going to mark it or bring it to ground because they're aerially so good. So you can sort of, when it's in the air, judge, are they in best spot? If they are, then those mids can just already be bursting out on the scene already.
Now, Mitch,
Firstly, well done, congratulations. Secondly, you're not going to get the Leopold Sporties if you go to Surfers Paradise, so you better rethink that, although you probably own the Leopold Sporties. You've been there that much between you and Pup. Now, you've got a partner, so you'll take her probably. But if you weren't,
maybe.
Oh, hang on a minute,
driving home, is she?
Wow. All right. Well, you might take her if you were going to take a really good person. It can't be Pup either. If a really good person from the footy club, who would you take?
Well, I reckon I'm going to have to choose Jet Matthews.
I'm going to have to.
As what annoying are you as doing? He is, he's really annoying. But I reckon he'd be big barrel of laughs. I reckon. And he does need a good meal, I reckon.
You've bucked the trend.
You have turned it on its head, Mitch. Turned it on its head. Well, I'll tell you this. If you've picked him to take, there must be another reptile at that club. Who is the other reptile you're not taking?
I'll tell you what. Andrew Pepper, I would not be taking. Not a chance.
Well done.
Mitch, congratulations. You're a lot of fun to watch. You brought a lot of entertainment to GFNL fans over the last 7 or 8 years. You passed the 300-goal milestone last week. You're now at 308, game 138. And, well, if this is the last time we speak to you on K-Rock Footy before you head off, good luck with it. But we might be talking to you post a grand final too, depending on what unfolds over the next fortnight. Good luck next Saturday. And thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy.
No, awesome. Thanks, guys. Thanks heaps.
Good luck, Mitch. Pat's joining us. Thanks to the Drain Man. Blocked drains cleared fast. You can book at thedrainman.com.au.
The post-match interview.